Welcome, welcome back to Better Together with
Dennis
and Lonnie C. We are so happy to have you tuning in with us today, our listening audience.
Yes, we are back up in here.
Yes, yes, yes. And we're excited because we're going to start a new series. Yes. And we hope, actually, we ministered this recently for part of this at the marriage seminar that we did recently in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, no hair between us.
Yes, yes. No hair or no air?
No air between us.
If you saw my hair right now, it's a lot of hair between us. Boy, my hair is, oh, praise the Lord. Yeah. But in regards to that, it was really a fun, descriptive message that we did, illustrated sermon that we did, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was. And you know, the way God operates is he will, you know, you know there's a scripture that says what the plan and man devises in this way, man the plan his devises on plan, but mm-hmm. God orders his steps. And that's what we thought we was going to do one message.
Yep.
And God gave us that message about the baggage, and so we pray that it blesses you. So we're going to do a whole series on it. It's going to be called baggage claim. And the first one is called childhood baggage.
Wow, we all have a past.
And the reason we called it baggage claim, you know how you go to the airport and you give, you know, the airport your baggage, and you know you give it to them to check it in and put on the plane, and that's your stuff. And then when you get to your destination, then you go to the baggage claim area to get your baggage, to get your stuff, and then you go on to your destination. And see, you know, and so, but the only thing in this moment is the only thing about this baggage claim that we have in God is, you know, when we get to our destination called marriage, and then we get married, we let off the baggage. So if we're dealing with insecurities, dealing with, you know, addictions, or dealing with you know, anger issues, it's let go for a day, because we are who God put us places with, right? And so, but see, what happens is when you go back, you get to your destination, and then when you're living with that, or with your building a marriage with your spouse, then you start seeing a person for who they really are. Then we pick up, we claim that baggage in our life that comes in and it weighs down the marriage. And so we go back to that check-in spot and say, we checked it in with God, but then we're trying to pick that thing back up, because it has become our identity. The baggage has become our identity. And so, go ahead, babe, go ahead.
No, go ahead, I was listening. I was gonna, no, you were talking, I was, before you dive right into it, we usually talk about our dates that we've had and everything before we dive into it, but you introduced a great introduction for what we're discussing, and gave a great example about how we're gonna break down that childhood baggage that we bring into it. We both were raised differently.
Yes.
And so we brought that into it. It wasn't that one was wrong or one was better. It's just that's how our makeup of how our families were. And when we came together, we God created something new that had never been done before. So I was sitting here trying to figure out what date we did, but the only date we did recently.
Yeah, we went to Tulsa. That was a good date, a good time to be together.
We were dating because we were checking each other's temperatures.
I know. We just
and fevers. Yeah. We was busy making sure. Okay, are you good? Yeah. You taking your Tylenol? You taking? Our oldest was also down too, so we were like, okay. So we did. We were caring for each other. So guarantee the next time that we speak, we would have had been on a date again.
Right.
Our date was to recovery.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, we just being honest and transparent. We're not going to act like we have it together all the time, because we were just trying to get back. Get back on this other side of this. But yes, before we get started, I want to do this quick post off. Dennis just has a new book out entitled Broken Son. Go pick it up. It is available on Amazon.com. It is also available on BarnesandNobles.com.
Yes.
It is a must read. It is a simple read, but it's about his childhood broken son forgiving a broken father. And so it's a great, great opportunity. And for those that don't know, he also has his own men's podcast. If you want to check that out, please go out and check that out. It's available. It's called The Rock Podcast with Dennis.
Yes.
Yes.
Real talk for real men.
Yes. Real talk for real men. I'm telling you, he's really breaking down. He's in a season now. I'm talking about the orphan spirit and discussing about Broken Son, his book. And just be on the lookout for a city near you. He may be coming on a book tour very soon. He's starting it, actually. He'll be, if you're in the Birmingham, Alabama area, December 3rd, he will be at the, what is it called? The Afric Embroidery Company. He's doing a book signing there from 10 to 1. Come and check it out. If you already have your copy, he will sign it for you. Come on through, some light refreshments, and have a good time with us. We would love to see you there, December 3rd. Check that out. Okay, I'm done with that.
That was a smooth and quick plug.
I'm trying to be smooth, yes, you know, because a lot of times people don't know that we have other things going on as well. When I looked up baggage, because, you know, I like do definitions, it says it's personal belongings packed in suitcases for traveling, luggage, portable equipment of an army, past experience, whoa, here we go, or long-held ideas regarding as burdens, emotional baggage, and that's what it makes up for baggage, all of those things. So that's pretty much what we were talking about earlier about what baggage look like and what we're talking about. I was trying to find something similar, but it was pretty much similar, was like suitcases and things like that. Hold up, let me see if I have something else. It says things, belongings, possessions, goods, paraphernalia, gear, stuff, traps, clutter, all those things can be considered baggage. So
you know, the thing is what we did was when we went to the marriage seminar and we talked about baggage, we had all these bags on us. Had all these bags and representing a weight that was in our life. it was grief. It was past divorce. It was, you know, addiction, and it was, you know, dealing with rejection, depression, anxiety, pains of your past, just all this stuff. And what happens is we bring that into sexual assault or whatever, rape. So a lot of times we bring that into our marriage. Mm-hmm. And so the thing is, you don't, a lot of times when you're seeing married couples and you see them together, you don't see it because people have worn it as a banner. They've worn it and they've taken hold of it. And they say, this is who I am. But you don't have to be a part. You don't have to wear your pain. You don't have to be connected to your pain. Now, when I will say this, it's pain in your purpose. God will use that pain and turn it for your good. You know, he'll turn around and work it for your good. You just have to allow him to do it. And so, but, you know, just I'm gonna put myself on Front Street. When I wrote my book, Broken Son, I actually got my dad's blessing to write the book, and my mom, I got both of their blessings. So I got their blessings to write the book. Now, I was going to write this book in 2016. Well, I was thinking about writing it in 2016 and got discouraged because I was like, well, how can I write a book about, you know, what I've been through with my dad? It was, you know, but the thing is, it was shame that crept in, because I'm like, what if they think at me differently if I told them I had these issues with my dad? Or what if they look at my dad, you know, differently? You know, because my dad passed on at 18. So are they going to view? I mean, when I first wrote the book and got it, when I was writing the book, I got so deep in the chapter that I had to push it back. Because I started reliving the some of the trauma, some of the pain that I went with, especially the part of rejection from my dad, you know, with his second wife, you know. And so, you know, I felt that pain, so I had to push it back. So it was shame, and they're like, oh man, well, my dad want me to do this, if he was alive, mm-hmm. would it be a shame to him? Because I'm putting a lot of his issues out here on his book so people could, so the world can read. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that tried to creep on me and get in me. But God told me in that moment, he said, that's a lie of the enemy. Mm-hmm. You need to get it out there because you got your dad's blessing. You got your mom's blessing. Right. And so people need to know your story and see, you don't know nobody's glory until you know their story.
That's good.
You know, and so you when you see a person, they are where they at, you know, just like, man, they are where they at, but you don't know where they had to get to get where they at.
That's true.
You know, and so that's why you gotta really watch who you put your mouth on. You know, in terms of where they at, they had to get to the place where they are, where they at, but you're judging them where they at, or you're looking at, oh, I want to be like them. No, you don't want to be like them. You don't know what they had to go through to get to where they at, or you're criticizing them for where they at because it may not be what you would do, or you know, or you may not agree with them. You know, it doesn't matter if you agree with them or not. They are where they at because that's where they want to be at. Mm-hmm. And that's where God put them most times. And so we just got to be careful with that. But I put myself out there mm-hmm. for the benefit of helping somebody else because it's a lot of broken people. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to say, now I wrote it, you know, kind of toward from, you know, from my perspective in terms of broken men, because you got a lot of broken men mm-hmm. and they dealing with so many father wounds that they don't want even to talk about it.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk about their father wounds, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, because it's something that's shameful.
Yeah.
Because what it does is it comes against your masculinity, your macho-ness, your, you know, trying to be, you know, the man, you know, trying to be, you know, the strong one. But the strongest man I know and on this planet, well, in the world, he's still alive right now. His name was Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he took the most on the cross for us, and he showed his vulnerability. And so vulnerability is something that that tends to not strengthen a man, but it cripples a man's ego. And so that's the thing, I had to get to the place. It cracked my ego. It broke my ego. God had to break my ego and say, get that book out so it can be a blessing to people, you know. And so when you bring that together with, you know, in the marriage, you're causing God to, you know, to remove those things out of your life for the betterment of your marriage, so you can become one in Him.
Yeah.
My wife seen me write the book. She seen me go through the mm-hmm. process of writing the book. Mm-hmm. So that brought us closer.
Yeah.
Because she seen, I told my wife stories about it.
Yeah.
But to see it written now, she like, wow. You know.
Right.
You know, because it was a part of my life. You know, go ahead, man.
No, it's good, babe. I was thinking about even in the process, you say childhood baggage. That's why it is so important for, like, if you're going into a marriage or even while you're in a marriage, but at the beginning of marriage, to have premarital counseling, because
it's vital.
It's a great opportunity to open up and discuss these things. Now, you may not get on all of them, but it's good to know, because, like, we've done counseling and we've noticed that when individuals talk about certain things, those are great takeaway tools. Either they've talked about it or they're like, well, we didn't really discuss that. It's a great conversation piece to talk about at a later date and to help navigate around that, to find out, wow, that's what happened when you were little. And even if while you're married, just, you know, you see things that are coming up, because I noticed some things. I mean, I came with my past and Dennis came with his childhood past, and we came into a marriage. And sometimes once you come together, you start seeing it maybe in year 5, year 6. You start really seeing it after you have kids. You start seeing how your spouse is acting. But this is an opportunity to not downplay it, but to really listen to your spouse. And if it's too much for your spouse to handle and you can't handle it, it's always good to get professional help or go to someone, your leader at your church, someone that can help you navigate through this, that's a trusting and a sounding ear, that has a Christian mindset, that's going to help you with that, to be able to walk through that. Because I saw this one quote that said, it meant a lot. It said, childhood hurt can last a lifetime, and many bring that hurt into marriage.
Yeah.
You know, so you can have childhood hurt, and it'll also affect how you give love and how you receive love. So those are some things that you have to, communication is number one and it is key. We tell our couples when we talk to them, you know, we can cut all the fairy tale stuff out. Now, let's just be real. This is not Disney. And it's not that it's not heaven on earth with your spouse. I'm not saying that. But you have real issues that you have to handle. And there's a real devil that does not want you together. So let's just get to that. And, you know, you could still frolic off into the sunset. But what I'm saying is, let's be real. Let's find out. We have an enemy. And he's going to play these childhood past things that we've had and play them up. And they get magnified once you get married. Now it's like, oh man, now you shame. It's a shame game now. You know, you're embarrassed. And there should never be anything between you and your spouse that you can't discuss with your spouse. No matter how bad, if you've been, even if it's incest, it could be rape, it could be whatever the case is, beaten, abused, whatever it is, you should be able to speak to your spouse about it and your spouse be able to receive it and open up and be able to communicate about it and pray over your spouse in regards to that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You know? That's good. And so the thing you got to realize is, you know, everybody want to get married, but they don't want to put the work in.
Right.
Marriage is work. That's just,
it's work.
Let's clear that out the way. We tell people before they get married, we're gonna let you know right off, marriage is work. It's not something you slide in. Yeah. You know, I don't care if you've been knowing each other for 5 years and you decide to get married. I'm telling you, when you say I do, look, when you say I do, Satan, he hears it.
Yep. Yep.
And his antennas go up, mm-hmm. and he's going to attack you because he don't like marriage.
He doesn't like marriage. He hates it.
And so it's a covenant between two people that's one in God. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, so he's going to try to separate you. You know what I'm saying? Because he don't want you to be in that power of agreement. You know? And so you gotta realize, it's like, man, my wife been married 21 years, yeah. and it's work. You know, we got three kids, it's work. And yeah. We came in with baggage.
Yep.
She came in with her level of baggage.
Yep.
I came in with mine. I mean, my dad, my mother, we were from two different backgrounds.
Yep.
I was born on the east side of Detroit. She was raised mostly in Southfield, Michigan. Southfield, Michigan. Southfield, Michigan is a suburb in Detroit.
Yeah.
And I'm from the east side of Detroit, the hood, mm-hmm. right? You know, and so we were raised in two different areas. I came from a broken home. My wife was raised up with two parents. My dad was there, you know, on and off. But then my wife, her parents were there, but they had an issue too.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. she dealt with it on the church side with ministry.
In
ministry. Mm-hmm. And I dealt with it on the side with my dad was, you know, substance abuse and, you know, and things of that nature. And I was raised by a single parent, you know, the second, you know, up through age 18,
mm-hmm.
you know, 15 to 18, I was raised by my mom and I seen her go through her struggle and pain.
Right.
And so a lot of trauma that my dad did, you know, it was in me. Didn't know it was in me. Then it came out as I got older. Then certain things came out after that. My wife dealt with her side of it,
mm-hmm.
her pain of it, you know, her parents. And
yep.
and so you bring in baggage. And then, you know, she had, you know, then let's not even talk about our background. Talk about our individual insecurities.
Insecurities.
You know, and dealing with her individual insecurities. My wife almost got married to a guy.
Mm-hmm.
That was traumatic for her.
Yeah.
And she had to say no to him because he wasn't the right one.
Right.
I dealt with my situation with women in the past and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we bring in two worlds together in saying I do,
mm-hmm.
but that's why counseling is very important, because what you're doing in counseling, people get me when they say, you know, we don't need counseling. You do need premarital counseling, pre and post. you need to see that person. You need a neutral party, somebody neutral party who's talking to you both, and you are. The person is, you're seeing this person's response, I'm seeing her response, she's seeing my response, and she's seeing some of the things that we didn't see. So it peels back everything that we're trying to hide, right? So we can look at each other. Is that what you think about that? So that person who's that neutral party, a pastor, minister, or a therapist, or a coach, a counselor, what marriage coach. So what you're saying, that person is gonna ask questions that you're both gonna think about. And then it's going to have you ponder and say, man, I didn't know this person thought about this thing. I didn't know they thought about that. And you know, you kind of see what you're going into. And so you know, some ministries won't marry you because y'all might not be ready. Don't get mad. Don't get mad at that. Don't force anything. You know, or
pay attention.
It helps to see the red flags. Now, I'm not saying that all things gonna be perfect before you get married, but at least you know what you're getting into. Now, after the person gives you all the data and gives you all the information, and you peel back stuff and you see the stuff, then you can make a sound decision. Say, God, is it? Are you ready to get married? Because you know, bringing that back inside of a marriage. And you're bringing it and you're working it in there, it's work. It's work.
We all come with a past.
And the power of God will cause you to get through it, but you got to put the work in to get through it. And it's a lot of compromise, a lot of forgiveness, a lot of grace, a lot of long suffering, mm-hmm. a lot of mercy. But you're doing it with agape love. I had a brother Bishop Gary, a powerhouse ministries. He did a good emphasis, a good word, a good breakdown about love in 1 Corinthians 13,
yeah,
48. And he talked about how love bears all things. And people say love's not enough, but he said if love is all these things to us, like it bears all things, it doesn't envy, not in those things, then it is enough. God's love is enough. I ain't talking about love is love. I'm talking about God being love. He is enough. And if you got God, He is enough. But you got to allow Him to pull the baggage out your life. Even that baggage for you to want to go off on people all the time. Even that baggage if you don't look at social media and scroll the social media page. Even that scroll where you want to sit back and drink and smoke.
Some people just want to be offended. I think that's what our dad said today. We were talking to him. Some people just want to be offended.
Some people just be, they just want to be offended. You just want to be offended. That's baggage. You with that baggage, you know, you want to sit out with your girls all night, or you want to hang out with your homies all night. That's baggage. That baggage of you that you want to drink and smoke, and that's something you do, and that's a part of who you are. That's baggage, and they can destroy your marriage.
It can really destroy your marriage, and it's something like I said, your childhood shapes. It shapes us in our seen and unseen ways. It shapes us, period. And just looking at a statistic here, said each year Child Protective Service works with over 6.6 million kids who have been abused in homes and court, including physical, sexual, mentally, and emotional. Every 10 seconds, someone reports child abuse.
Yeah.
So we're looking at how many, that's 6.6 million kids that grow up. And some get married, some don't get married, but they get married and then they have kids. And if they've never dealt with this abuse and these things, we're talking big numbers here. Mm. And it just keeps spreading like wildfires. So this is what we're saying about what we bring into our marriages and making sure that we have set up some parameters to, because this can crush marriages. It really can crush marriages. I've seen marriages go down the drain because they can't come up from it. I remember when Dennis had dealt with depression, really, really heavy. And I never could understand, because I'm like the person that can see the glass halfway full. I'm positive, I'm very positive. And no matter how much I would pray for him, no matter how much I would speak life over him, it was like he was in this abyss. You know, it was like no matter how much, it would be like, it was a roller coaster. I'll say mostly a roller coaster. He have his up days and he have his bad. I mean, it was just like, man, we just had a good day. Why is it that you thinking about this again? But it was something that kept recycling. And I think I saw when things started breaking was when he realized that his father was broken as well. And he realized that his father was a man. And he realized that his father had his own pains. And he saw him as a man instead of looking at all his faults and all the things that he had. But he looked at, kind of peeled back the picture to see, okay, this hurt me, but let me see what my dad hurt. What hurt did my dad deal with? You have a father that fought in Vietnam. You have a father that didn't have a good, you know, his own father wasn't the best. You know, all of these different things. And that's when their relationship totally took a shift and a change. And he honored his dad, you know, their relationship, not telling the book, but it changed drastically you know, years before he passed. So I'm just saying how God can do those things. But I think it came with a shift with his mindset of saying, you know, I'm not going to play the victim. I'm going to look and see, and I see my dad as a human. I see him as a man.
Right, right. See him as a man. And that's the thing that you hit it right on the nail that on the head, babe. When you're going through a pain like that, you have a unforgiveness that just won't stop.
Yeah.
And so that unforgiveness, what it did was it caused me to react to my kids a certain way, mm-hmm. out of anger, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Because I was walking it up, you know, I was walking in forgiveness with my dad, but also come to find out my dad was dealing with anger issues.
Yeah.
And so that came up in my parenting.
Yeah.
You know, just getting angry, getting upset. I mean, I wasn't reckless and off the chain,
no.
but just not making, you know, just not making, not coming at them from an angry standpoint as opposed to a loving standpoint,
right.
You know, and so just learning that thing. So the thing is, it's good to know the history behind your pain,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
so you will know how God can use that. You know, to flip it and use it to be more effective on how to be a better parent or be a better person, you know.
So you won't repeat it.
You won't let history repeat itself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, evidently my dad, he had a trouble passing. He was, you know, he's looking to medicate his pain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he did it through drugs and alcohol. And so, you know, but I stood on the word. So I'm not doing that. But with a praying spouse on your side, mm-hmm. you know, like my wife, you know, you can get through it. But you got to know, you have to be ready for the fight. You got to be willing to put the work in to fight, because on the other side of that is definitely a blessing. And I can't say, you know, it took some pain to get through it, but mm-hmm. God has been blessing it because of it. My, you know, so it's just really you need to really know where you're at in order to know where you're going.
That's true.
You know, to reach your destinations. So when you're giving up and you're going to your destination, you need to really, if you really want your marriage to work and not fall apart, you gotta be willing to let stuff go. You gotta address it. You gotta acknowledge that it's there.
Yeah.
You can't act like it don't exist.
Yeah.
I know people say, you know, walk by faith and not by sight. No, man, we believe that it's gonna get healed. But first of all, the first thing you get, the way you get healed of something and recover from something is acknowging that it is there. I have an issue. I need to address this. God, how can we get rid of this? And then get the counseling. Prayer does one thing. Yeah, prayer does it. But getting the counseling,
yeah.
Godly counseling, biblical-based counseling, Lord Jesus, getting the necessary counseling to get the help so you can be free from that.
Yeah.
You know? So
that is so good. That is so good. And it's so true.
Yeah.
About, and even how you said at the beginning when we first started about what we put down on that conveyor belt. If it's anything that's not, that you want to pick back up, just let it just, don't pick it up. Let it just go into the baggage claim, lost and found. Don't allow it to be found by you. It's mm-hmm. time to pick up new luggage. It's time to pick up new baggage that God has replaced with his love, with his peace, with his joy. Pick up what God is putting down,
mm-hmm.
not what you have put, you know, if you put it down, leave it there. We all need to just leave it there and let it roll around. Let it be that one baggage that roll around in the conveyor belt nobody wants to claim.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to pick up. If I knew that bag was filled with shame, guilt, defeat, sickness, disease, everything, would you pick it up? No. It has no return to sender. No return to sender at all.
Yep.
The label has been snatched off because he doesn't want anybody to pick it up. So it's just going to roll around that conveyor belt. And that's what we want to do when it comes to the things of the childhood baggage. And as we dig deeper into it, we're going to dig into other baggages that God is going to have with us to discuss that we bring into our marriage that can actually try to crush our marriages, but not under our watch. That's not going to happen. Babe, would you like to close out with prayer for our listening audience about childhood baggage today?
Yeah, sure. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that we want to believe, and we believe that it does. We do have a baggage. We want to renounce it right now.
Yes.
We acknowledge that it's there.
Yes.
We're not going to act like it's there. It is there,
mm-hmm.
and we take authority over you right now. We renounce that pain right now in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Father, thank you, Father, as a result of the listeners renouncing that pain or just acknowledging and renouncing it,
mm-hmm.
that Lord, you will give them necessary help. necessary wisdom, Father, to get the help so they can move past it, Father, so it can be eradicated from their marriage, yes, and let them have a slow process of love, Father, your love, so they may work together as a couple, work together as a single person, yes, before they get married. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, they may walk in your way free, liberty. You said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, Father, there's liberty. And I thank you, Father, Lord, that it's done according to your word, Father. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank you so much. That was a good prayer, babes.
Oh, yes.
For tuning in with us today, and we hope that you tune in again as we dive into Baggage Claim. Thanks for tuning in to Better Together with
Dennis
and Lonnie C. Be blessed.
Be blessed.